Welcome everybody to the Sleeper Wire Show. We have our annual Stranger Stats episode this week. Professor Chris here with a great lineup. I got Dirty Jobs Mike, Showtime George, and special guest John Helmkamp. Let's go in order. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Finally kind of getting wrapped up from the 2020 season, and 2021's already starting off with kind of a bang so far as it goes, but doing good, man. Doing good. How about yourself? How's things going up that way?
You know what? Doing real good. Kind of dealing with like a sick wife and kid right now. But you know what? I'm healthy. Had Thai food for dinner. I'm drinking a beer, talking football. I'm happy.
There you go.
George, what about you? How you doing, man?
Sir, I am doing absolutely fantastic. Could not be happier to be back out doing some podcasts. The COVID in the house is finally starting to clear up and go away. Life is fantastic.
That's good. My wife actually had to take a test yesterday and it came back negative. So
I've taken three in the last week and a half, and I'm going to be going in for some minor surgery next week. So I got to go tomorrow to get another COVID test. So that'll be number three this week. Plus I had one last week.
So you're pretty good at that nose swab at this point.
Oh, I can do that. Yes. I can just stick. I mean, look at the size of his nostrils, right? Like there's no resistance in these things. It just all the way up.
Yeah. They could use two of them.
Yeah. Easy. Easy.
And John, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
I am hanging in. Thanks for having me on. It's nice to have playoff football getting here. It's going to be a crazy weekend with the whole triple header on back-to-back days. Just sun up to sundown. So much football to watch is going to be great. But yeah, it's interesting watching football and like not having a lineup to set. Like that's a really bizarre feeling after doing it, you know, all season long. and being in, you know, I'm in way too many leagues, and it normally takes me like a good hour every Sunday morning where I'm sitting there and going through all my lineups and checking everything. So, you know, waking up in the morning and just being like, I don't have to do anything. Like, what am I going to do with my time now before football starts is new. So it's good though. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know what? We're finally at the playoffs. I am shocked we made it all 16. I thought for sure we weren't going to make half a season, especially when COVID hit right away, but I'm glad we got through it. But enough about COVID. Before we get into the show, the Stranger Stats show, we need to give a quick shout out to the winners of this year's Pro-Am. So we had six regular fantasy leagues. We had one best ball league as well, but six regular leagues. And I'm just going to read through the winners here. So in Steve Spack's league, 3GSDS. I'm not sure how you actually pronounce that. I was told that he beat Aaron Schill by 0.24 points. Ooh. In the championship game. Yeah, 0.24. Yeah, that's huge. In Lucas's league, Shaboy J. Rich came out with the victory there. Livy's league, D. Whitmore won. In Draft Genius's league, Nick G31. Mike, your league, Anthony Servino took home the gold. Man. Yeah. Hey,
Mike, you let Anthony win. You're such a nice guy.
I know.
I am a nice guy.
And in my league, I saved this one for last because this guy has won his Pro-Am league 3 years in a row. Danny Brews, props, man. I thought I was going to take you down this year. Didn't make the playoffs, but congrats, man. That is huge. 3 years in a row in these pretty competitive leagues. That's awesome.
Yeah, the three P in the Pro-Am when you're dealing with, you know, as many pros as we have in there, that is extremely impressive.
Yep, for sure. Well, I want to also quickly touch on the fact that we still have a jersey contest going on, guys. Do you want to win a signed Chris Godwin or Kenny Golladay jersey? Once we reach 100 patrons at patreon.com/sleeperwire, we will randomly pick one person, announce them on the show, and then they'll get their choice of the jersey. And even the $1 tier gets you into this contest. So patreon.com/sleeperwire and get this jersey. Also, check out the Sleeper Wire store if you want to get a Sleeper Wire mug, hoodie, or hat, or face mask. You know, we got those on there as well. Sleeperwire.com/store. And guys, what I want to do real quick is talk Super Bowl predictions, because what would a playoff fantasy football show be if we didn't talk about who we thought was going to be in the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl? John, I'm going to kick it to you first. Who do you think is going to be in it? Who do you think is going to win?
On the spot. My prediction before the season started on the Red Shirts podcast, me and Okada did a late night, like, midnight to 1:20 in the morning recording, like the 2 days before the season started, because our other co-host Matthew Betts couldn't do it. We're like, let's just record in the middle of the night, it'll be great. So we went through a prediction show, completely delirious and having way too much fun. We got a lot of stuff right, which was cool. My prediction in the preseason was Seahawks Chiefs for the Super Bowl, and I am going to double down on that. Their defense has been playing incredibly well over the last about 6 weeks or so. If they can kind of get right and Russ can kind of get a little bit back to form, and I promise I'm not at all biased in any way. and I think they've got a good shot at it. But, I mean, that Chiefs team is just an absolute juggernaut. And I think anyone's going to be pretty hard-pressed to take it away from them. I think they've got a really good shot at the repeat.
George, what about you? Who do you think is going to win?
Well, I'm going to stick with the Chiefs here. They are by far the best team in the AFC. I honestly believe the Packers are the best team in the NFC. So I think it's going to be Chiefs versus Packers. You got the old grizzly veteran versus the young gun. And I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers and the Packers squeak this one up.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here. I also have Chiefs versus Packers. I'm taking the number ones on both sides, but I think the Chiefs pull it out. I do want Aaron Rodgers to win another championship. I really like him, and I think this could be his year. But how do you go against the Chiefs? Mike, what do you think?
I believe that the Bills are going to play the Bills in the Super Bowl. What I think is going to happen is that there's just going to actually be Josh Allen on one side and the Bills on the other, and they're going to see who wins that game.
All right, so it's just going to be an inner team scrimmage game is what it is.
Exactly. Well, you know, the NFC team's going to show up. They're going to be scared. They're going to see Josh Allen standing there. They're going to go home. They're going to have to do something. Georgia's Super Bowl Sunday. So they're going to have to do something, right?
The Bills aren't going to get past the Colts. It's just not going to happen.
So the Bills
I like that upset a lot. I actually could see a reality where that happens with – you know, my one true love, Jonathan Taylor. If they can control the ground game, like if they can keep that going and, you know, he has 25 to 30 carries like he did last week. If they can do that on a defense that has been pretty susceptible to the run this year, they've got a chance of keeping it close. Now, I also think it's possible that the Bills win this by 17. Like if Josh Allen just comes out and it's quick hit and the Colts get down early, then that's going to be a little bit scary having to try to put the ball in Phillip Rivers' hands. But if it's close early and the run game can get going for Indy and the defense shows up to Forrest Buckner and Leonard, if they can get going as well on the defensive side, I really think this could be an upset this weekend.
I don't know if a team has a harder path to the Super Bowl than the Colts, where they would have to beat the Bills and then the Chiefs in back-to-back games.
It'd be like the Titans last year, having to go through Baltimore and New England, and then they ended up falling to the Chiefs. It's a similar path for the Colts this year.
So, you know what? I think the Colts beat the Bills because I'm biased, and then the Chiefs are going to beat the Colts due to a Phillip Rivers interception in the fourth quarter.
I was looking at Mike's face when you said the Colts were going to upset the Bills.
And it won't be an upset.
Mike immediately wanted to kick you out of the show.
It got close. I was like, he is host, and I'm going to be nice this time. On a serious note, though, I did say week negative six. It was about 6 weeks before the season started. I had the Saints Chiefs go in. I kind of on the same one as my buddy the Beard over there. Both these defenses are just on fire right now, and they are not allowing a lot of things to get past them. And just based on that alone, these two teams are very, very tough to beat. And then you add on the other side of it, you got Patrick Mahomes on one. You got Alvin Kamara, who's just having a banana season this year. So I can see both of those teams making it all the way.
Can I just air a grievance really fast?
Absolutely.
I made 11 fantasy football championships in my multiple leagues. I ended up winning 5 of the 11, which feels like a good year, but 4 of my 6 losses were to Alvin Kamara with his 6 touchdown monster game. Like, how the hell does that happen? 6 rushing touchdowns in a single game. It was one of those things where as soon as it happened on Thursday night, you're just like, all right, hats off to you. Congratulations on your win. We're done here.
I doubled my buddy's score in a championship because I had Kamara and then Evans.
Yep. Ugh. Yep.
The one of the leagues I was going against Kamara, I was down Jonathan, James Robinson, Keenan Allen, and I forget who else was James Conner. There was talk about how they were going to give Benny Snell more reps and yada yada. So I put Snell in over Conner and didn't stand a chance. It was brutal.
Let's go ahead and move on, guys. Let's get to the main part of the show. Stranger Stats. This is a game show we do at the end of every season. I have a bunch of trivia questions where the answer is something or someone that you might not expect. It's going to seem strange. I'll read the question, and I will also post it here in the live video feed so you guys can follow along, because I don't want to hear any of that, oh, what was the question again? I'm just going to leave
it right here. Well, we're going to ask it anyway.
Yep. Yeah, I know you would. This is
buy myself some time to think.
It's going to be the equivalent of me saying it's in the syllabus. And whoever thinks that they have the answer should say I got it or just something like that, and you'll get the first chance to answer the question. I have 15 total questions, 27 total points that can be earned. So some questions are worth multiple points, and I have one that is worth 7, just so you guys know. And I will be keeping track as well. Are you guys ready to get into this?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, first question, I'm going to read it and then I'm going to post it. 8 running backs finished with over 1,000 rushing yards. How many of them played all 16 games?
George,
what do you think?
I'm going to go 3.
It is not 3.
Can I take a stab at it?
Yep.
1.
It is 1. Who was it?
Derrick Henry.
It was Derrick Henry. He was the only 1,000-yard rusher to play all 16 games.
I knew it was a low number. I just thought it was more than 1.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to put that up on the screen anyway. It was in the chat, but hey, it's up here. Now you guys can see it. So, John, 1 point. Question number 2. This player started only 8 games, but was tied for 2nd in fumbles with 10.
Who is Mitch Trubisky?
It is not Mitch Trubisky.
Is Joe Mixon?
It is not Joe Mixon.
I'm trying to think how many games Daniel Jones missed.
I'll give you about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Are you saying Daniel Jones?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Daniel Jones was 1st in fumbles with 11, but 2nd in fumbles in only 8 games. Taysom Hill.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Taysom Hill had 10 fumbles.
How about that ball security? So hold on. You've got the quarterback that threw for 30 interceptions last year and the other quarterback that fumbled it 10 times. Could potentially be the only 2 quarterbacks on the roster next season for the Saints. That sounds like a really great recipe.
Yes.
Sounds like start your defense.
and Sean Payton, they trust.
That is correct. But yeah, Taysom Hill, no points for anybody there.
We could have guessed that one all day. Nobody would have got that.
Nope.
Yeah, that was a good one. Next question. The RB15 in PPR was 59th in rushing attempts. Who was it?
George.
It's
J.D. McKissick.
It is not J.D. McKissick.
Okay, well, that was gonna be my guess. So thanks for taking that one. Ah. I'm RB 15 in PPR, 15th in rushing attempts.
Is it Kenyon Drake?
It was not Kenyon Drake.
If John doesn't get it, can you give us a clue?
Yes, I will try to think of a good clue that does not give it away right away.
Well, you can give us the division, right?
I will. Yeah, I'll give John about, let's say, about 3 more seconds here, because people will be listening to this.
That's okay. That's what the edit button's for.
Chase Edmonds.
No, it was Nyheim Hines.
Thank you for giving us a clue.
Yep, that is my fault. George, would you like to guess?
I'm going to go with Nyheim Hines for 1,000, please.
Yeah, Nyheim Hines, RB15 in PPR, but was 59th in rushing attempts.
And you only had like 3 startable games the whole year.
Yep. Only, yeah. Well, it was those 63 receptions is what it was.
Yep.
So, all right. And another running back question.
40 receptions, too. So they threw it almost 80 times to their running backs.
Yeah, well, Rivers, man.
Yep.
All right, so 3-point question here. Number 4 is a 3-point question. So whoever says I got it has a chance to get all 3 points if you guess all 3 right. If you don't get all 3 right, the other 2 people have a chance to steal 1 or 2 or all 3 of those points. Let me read it, and then I'll post it. 3 teams had 2 running backs in the top 20 in PPR. What are the teams?
George. Mine.
I heard George first.
I'm going to go with the Colts first. I'm going to go with the Colts, the 49ers, and I don't think they're one. And we'll go – trying to think of another team.
Well, there's 30 others.
The Browns.
Colts and Browns are correct. Okay. You got 2 points there.
I'll go with the other one.
Yep. Sorry, Mike. I saw John first. Your other one.
Ravens.
It's not the Ravens. Mike. Well, not technically.
Oh, sorry. The Washington football team. Sorry, I forget that they changed their name on me.
Yeah, the Washington football team. Yep. Antonio Gibson was the RB13, and J.D. McKissick was the RB17. So, nice point for Mike.
Good job, Mike.
You don't have to say it so surprise sounding.
Mike actually got one.
Huh. Not on the board.
Yeah, it would be, if Jason were on the show, it would be surprising if anyone else got any. Every time true. He's been on Stranger Stats, he's destroyed everybody else.
Yep.
He has. I've got close on him a couple times.
I honestly think he cheats.
He probably does. I just send him the questions ahead of time.
There you go.
All right. Here we go. Question 5. The top 3 running backs in rushing touchdowns were Derrick Henry with 17, Dalvin Cook with 16, and Alvin Kamara with 16. Nick Chubb was tied with another running back with 12. What other running back had 12 rushing touchdowns?
George. Aaron, the f-ing Green Bay Packers running back, Aaron Jones.
Not Mike. Aaron Jones. Mike.
Josh Jacobs?
It was Josh Jacobs. It does not seem like Josh Jacobs had 12 touchdowns this season.
No, it doesn't.
I thought
he had actually a few more than that. He had a couple of those multi-touchdown games there at the end too, that really kind of saved the season.
That 3-touchdown game to start the season.
Yep.
Two.
Yep. JT had what, 11?
Yes, he had 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh man, he was fun for me to watch. Question number 6. Oh, let me throw another point in there, right? Another point for Mike.
Yes. Woo.
Question 6. 6 players had runs of 80 or more yards. Who was the only quarterback to do it?
George.
George.
I think you did not. Fuck.
Mike, George, this is a recording. Stop.
Listen, the pressure is on. Josh Allen.
Not Josh Allen.
Ding, 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 ding.
Mike.
Daniel Jones.
It was Daniel Jones.
I wasn't sure that one was 80. I was thinking it was like 70.
That's the one he tripped, right? That's the one he tripped. Yep.
Damn it. Daniel Jones, for sure.
I didn't think it was a full 80. Oh, man.
All right. Last running back question right now. Question number 7. Which running back had the highest yards per carry?
Is there a minimum amount of attempts? Because that's a...
Which running back had the highest yards per carry?
I'm guessing here, but I'm going to say Derrick Henry.
It was not Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Yep, John.
J.K. Dobbins.
It was J.K. Dobbins. Nice. 6.0 yards per attempt. Whew. Well, yeah, that's once he started getting the work.
Boy, was killing it, man.
Now we get to the big one. All right, big question. Ooh. And you know what? I should save this one for the end, but, you know, I'm hosting the show. I'm not going to. Question 8, 7-point question. Name, and how about we do this? Because I think it might be easy for one person just say their name, George, before anyone else does and then take their time. Let's go one by one. So whoever thinks they got it first gets a chance to get one of the teams. So everybody has a chance to get at least 2 points. Name the 7 teams who had 2 players in the top 25 in receptions.
John. Seahawks.
Seahawks, yes. Tyler Lockett had 100 and DK Metcalf had 83.
Mike had it first.
Mike.
The Bills.
The Bills, yep. Diggs had 127. He led the NFL. And then Cole Beasley with 82.
George, Titans.
Titans are not on there.
John.
Not in the top 20. John.
Minnesota.
Yes. No. Not in the top. Not in the top 25. Serious? In receptions. No.
Oh, man. Minnesota.
That's what he just said.
Oh, he said Minnesota.
So no.
Back to George.
The Rams.
The Rams, yes. Cooper Kupp had 92. Robert Woods had 90. John.
Oh, geez. Shoot.
Do.
This is tough. This is a hard one. I'm just gonna say Dallas. I'm struggling right now.
It is not Dallas.
The Packers.
Not the Packers.
Really? I thought MVS. Yeah,
Devontae and nothing else.
Yeah. I don't think they made the top 25, but I'm gonna throw out Tampa Bay.
Not Tampa Bay.
I'll give you each
one more guess here. Chance.
I'll go. I'll go one more.
4 teams. John.
Atlanta.
Not Atlanta.
That's who I was thinking of as well. So
Mike.
Thank you.
Julio didn't get there then.
Nope. Wouldn't be New Orleans. Geez, I'm drawing a blank here. Houston.
Not Houston.
Okay.
George, one last chance.
How about Kansas City?
It is Kansas City is one of the teams. Kelsey with 105, Tyreek Hill with 87.
Oh, I was thinking just wide receivers.
Nope.
I was as well. I was trying to think who had a lot of catches. And Kelsey's like, well, he's a
sneaky.
Yep. I chose my words very carefully. Carolina Panthers with Robbie Anderson and Curtis Samuel. Washington, Terry McLaurin and J.D. McKissick. And then Pittsburgh with Juju and Deontay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so those are the ones that we were missing there. I thought that one was a little tough. But, yeah, 7 teams with 2 players in the top 25.
Yeah, I was strictly just going wide receiver duos.
Yep.
Going down on my head. I was like, ah, man.
Well, 2-point question here now, fellas. Every year we have multiple teams with 2 wide receivers in the top 12 in PPR. Name the 2 teams.
John. Minnesota.
That is one of them.
And the other in PPR settings. Hold on. I'm looking this time. It is just wide receivers. Okay. Did Seattle do it? It's got to be Seattle.
It was Seattle. Yeah. Okay. I was about to say, turn around, man.
I know. I wasn't sure about Lockett. And then I was like, well, his one game against Arizona carried like half of his season. So
yeah. So with the Vikings, Justin Jefferson was the wide receiver 6 and Thielen was the wide receiver 10. Seahawks, DK Metcalf was wide receiver 7 and Lockett was wide receiver 8.
Lockett started the season super, super hot.
Yeah, he was on fire.
He sucked after the halfway mark.
Yep.
Yep. That's why it was a fun question.
Yep.
So 2 points for John. I just want to make sure I'm keeping track of these correct. All right. Question number 10. What player, keyword player, had the highest catch percentage in the NFL?
John. Jonathan Taylor.
It was JT.
Yes! I know that one.
I'll give you an additional point if you know what it was.
88 and change.
No. 92.3% catch percentage.
Even better than I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Sick. Sick. I think it was 88 going into week 17.
Could be.
And then I think he had a perfect week 17, which bumped him up.
Could be, yeah. All right, question 11, two-point question here.
I'm still listening. Hold on.
What are the two teams who had three players inside the top 36 in receiving yards?
George. It's top three players. It's got to be Tampa Bay.
Two teams who had three players inside the top 36 in receiving yards.
Tampa Bay?
Not Tampa Bay.
Oh, God.
It would have been Evans and what? Maybe Godwin?
John.
Yeah. John. I forgot AB wasn't there all season.
Minnesota?
Three players inside the top 36 in receiving yards. I was
thinking Dalvin Cook might have been.
Not Minnesota. Mike?
I'm going to say Buffalo.
Not Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You guys are giving me great options with two in the top 36, but not three in the top 36 in receiving yards. I'll give you each one more round here. Mike, you said KC?
Yeah.
Not Kansas City.
Again, they had two.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the third one, but Tennessee?
Not Tennessee. John, you got one more guess?
I get one more guess.
Don't say Minnesota again.
Are you sure? I'm going to go with the Chargers.
No. So team number one, the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Cooper, Gallup, and CD. Yep. And then team two, Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Three players inside the top 36 in receiving yards. I love it.
Mine's not here yet.
It's one of my Christmas presents, and it'll be
for those of you listening to the show, which is the majority of people. John is holding up a signed Colts football signed by Jonathan Taylor.
Yep. I've got a signed jersey on the way.
Nice.
So I took my league winnings and acquired a Jonathan Taylor and a Saquon Barkley jersey.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's pretty great.
Oh, if you're going to double tap, that's the way to go right there.
Question number 12. Let's go ahead and move on, guys. Another two-point question. Name the top two players in yards per reception.
George. No minimum.
George.
Stephon Diggs?
No. Do you have another guess? I said top two players. You can throw out two.
Okay.
And then I saw Mike's hand next.
Stephon Diggs, and I'll go Tyreek Hill.
No. Mike, I saw your hand before John.
I want to say Justin Jefferson.
Nope.
Okay, and my next guess would be Robert Woods.
No.
Oh, wow.
There's no minimum here on anything?
Name the top two players in yards per reception.
There's one receiver out there who's number one back for 90 yards.
Number one is Jalen Guyton.
No.
Nelson Aguilar. Jackson.
No and yes to George. Nelson Aguilar was second with 18.7. Who was first? I'll give you each one more guess.
Is it somebody? So is it somebody we've heard of?
No, that's not how this works.
No. Is it somebody we've heard of? This way we know if it's some obscure, irrelevant player or not.
It is someone you've heard of.
AJ Brown.
No.
DK Metcalf.
No.
I don't know.
Brandon Ayuk.
Nope. It was Marquez Valdes-Scantling. 20.9 yards per reception.
Right, because he only had like
47 of his catches this year.
Yep.
Or whatever the number was.
That's exactly right. All right, so we have three questions left. With three questions left, it is George 5, Mike 4, John 5. Close race.
Oh, there you go.
Three questions. I thought it was. Three questions left, 4 points total left. Question number 13. Travis Kelce was one of two tight ends to get double-digit receiving touchdowns. Who was the other? John.
Robert Tonyan.
It was Robert Tonyan.
I want to challenge that. I don't think he pronounced his last name right.
I think it's okay.
Tonyan like a Funyan. That is how it is pronounced.
Question number 14. Four quarterbacks finished with more than 4,500 passing yards. Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, and Tom Brady were the top three. Who was fourth?
John.
I saw Mike's hand before I heard your name.
Josh Allen?
Not Josh Allen, man. You just absolutely love him.
I do just absolutely love Josh Allen.
John. Tom Brady. Oh, he's already there. Hold on. John, so no. And Tom Brady.
I'm going to yell at Deshaun Watson.
Thanks. Kirk Cousins.
No. George, you want a chance?
Of course I do. Let's go with trying to think. Somebody who's played also. Is it Kirk? Did he say Kirk Cousins?
He did say Kirk. You guys need to stop guessing Minnesota players.
I'm gonna go back to the well then with my Tennessee player and go. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't Tannehill. I want to say Drew Brees, but he didn't play all 16 games.
Can I please? Can I have a shot?
Is it Russell Wilson?
It's Aaron Rodgers. It's not Aaron Rodgers.
Matt Ryan.
It's Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. Wow. Matt Ryan beat Josh Allen by like 30 yards for fourth place.
He led the league in passing attempts.
Of course. Yeah, I thought you guys would get that one because he's up there every single year.
Every year.
It seems like he did so bad this year.
2 point question to end it here, guys. Name the two quarterbacks who tied for first in interceptions with 15. Not turnovers, interceptions.
John. Teddy Bridgewater. Is that one of them? Do I have Teddy right? Okay. And Nick Foles.
0-2.
Dang it.
Mike.
Carson Wentz had like, I think 15 this year, didn't he? So Carson Wentz. He had a lot of fumbles. And I want to say, man, who was?
I will tell you that Carson Wentz is correct. And that pulls you into a tie with John. If you get the other quarterback, you'll win.
So I'm down between. I'm down in my head between Drew Locke and Derek Carr, right? Because I know that I'm just going to say Drew Locke and be done. Drew Locke is my second.
You got it. Drew Locke. Yep. And Mike, the come from behind victory.
Hail to the champion.
And they both would have had more. Drew Locke did it in 13 games. Carson Wentz accomplished this feat in only 12 games.
How many did Jared Goff have?
Not 15.
Not 15. Great. Fantastic.
Close though. I want to say he had like 14 or 13, something like that.
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now. He had 13.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up as
well. Well, all right, guys. So final score. George, third place with 5. John, second place with 6. And Mike taking home the gold with 7 points.
Yeah, Jason.
We're not worthy.
That's how you beat Jason. You get him to not show up.
That's right. Yeah, Jason probably would have had 20 of the points.
Probably.
And just would have, like, for the last 5 questions, would have just said, I'll let you guys try to answer them first. Because that's what he's done for 2 straight years. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the 2020/2021 episode of Stranger Stats. George, Mike, John, thanks for joining me, guys. This was a lot of fun. John, why don't you tell everybody where our listeners can find you, follow you, and support you?
Yeah, on Twitter at Dynasty Beard. You can find my writing these days over on deadspin.com. That's where I'm pretty much exclusively now with what I write. And I'm doing fantasy football content, but I'm also doing a whole bunch of other sports writing over there and, you know, calling people on their bullshit for a living. It's a lot of fun. So that's primarily where you can find me. Twitter, I'm very available, happy to answer questions. DMs are open if you want to talk about, you know, off-season trade moves, dynasty values, things like that. More than happy to have those discussions.
Slide into his DMs, ask for some sick beard pics.
Hit those DMs.
You can find George on Twitter at BFTGpod and Mike on there at DirtyJobs21. And I'm on there at Prof_ChrisSW. And you can also find us on the Sleeper app at Dirty Jobs, BFTGO, and Professor Chris. Guys, thanks again for joining me. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next time.